Unit 4. Inside Your Head. Pages 91 to 92. Brain Health.
Hello, listeners. I'm Kathy Mullins, and our program today is Body and Brain Health. Everyone knows about the importance of taking good care of your body. But how many of you have thought about taking care of your brain? Today, we have a special guest, Dr. Martin Weiss, an expert in brain health. He's here to advise us how to keep our brain healthy. Good morning, Dr. Weiss. Why are we focusing on brain health? Isn't brain health the same as body health?
It is similar, but not the same. There are things we must do to keep our body healthy. For example, exercising and eating healthy foods. Physical exercise is good for the brain, but the brain also needs its own special kinds of foods and mental exercise to keep it healthy.
Really? What kind of foods do you recommend?
Fish, like salmon, is one of the best brain foods because it protects the brain from stress and helps it think better.
Interesting. What other foods are good for the brain?
Nuts and seeds are important because they have a lot of vitamin E. Avocados and beans are also excellent brain foods. Even coffee is sometimes good for the brain.
Coffee?
Yes, Kathy. Too much coffee can be bad, but one cup in the morning gives you energy and it can help improve short-term memory. It sometimes helps to drink a cup of coffee before a test or exam.
Okay, so salmon, nuts, seeds, avocados, and beans are excellent brain foods. What other tips can you give us?
Another important part of brain health is sleep. Did you know that the amount of sleep you get can affect your intelligence? When you don't sleep enough, it affects your ability to learn and remember new things.
How much sleep do we need each night?
A teenager should get between 8 and 9 hours of sleep each night.
So, you shouldn't stay up all night to study for a test.
That's right. If you're tired, your brain isn't able to work at its best, and you'll have problems with your memory.
If only I had known that when I was a student. I used to stay up all night to study for a test, and then forget most of what I learned.
You aren't the only one. Many students make that same mistake.
Even when we get enough sleep, we sometimes feel tired and find it hard to concentrate. What should we do then?
When that happens, we have to try to surprise our brain.
Surprise your brain? How do you do that?
You can surprise your brain by doing something different.
Something different? What do you mean?
Let me give some examples. One way to surprise your brain is by doing something creative, such as painting or dancing.
What if you're not creative?
Then you might prefer doing puzzles. Crossword puzzles, Sudoku, or jigsaw puzzles are excellent exercise for the brain, and there are other ways to challenge your brain.
Like what?
Are you left-handed or right-handed, Kathy?
Right-handed.
You could try using your left hand to do things, like holding your fork or picking something up. Because you are not used to using this hand, you have to think.
Interesting.
Here is another suggestion. You can try getting dressed with your eyes closed. Can you recognize the clothing in your closet by the way they feel or smell? You can also challenge your brain by changing your routine. For example, rearrange the furniture in your room or travel to work a different way than usual.
This has been fascinating, Dr. Weiss. Thank you very much.